Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host and engineer, obviously, because we don't have a high enough table. So sometimes you have to be the engineer in this Fishing Guide Podcast is what it is. And we happen to have two great crappie fishermen with us, and they're from the South. So you know they're good crappie fishermen because that's where we have all these big crappie down this way. So we have Gerald and Steve. And so tell us a little bit about yourselves down here. We'll let you go first because you're kind of a we're at in Wetumpka.
Wetumpka, Alabama. Yep. We're actually in Elmore County, and what we've been doing this week is we've been fishing on the Alabama River here in Elmore County, Wetumpka, Millbrook, Alabama. I'm a local boy. Been in Elmore County since 1986. So it's kind of nice to be at home for a little while doing a little fishing.
There you go. And good crappie fishing here.
Excellent crappie fishing. This is probably, in my opinion, one of the top five crappie fishing destinations in the country, hands down. So a lot of fish, a lot of big fish.
There you go. And Gerald, you don't live in this county, but you come up here to fish, don't you?
I do. Yes, I actually live about 3 hours south in Clark County. Uh-huh. But I come up here several times a year just to fish.
What do you think the draw is for fishing up here, crappie fishing up here?
It's really fertile water, and just it's a lot of fish and a lot of big fish. Uh-huh. It'll bring people in. I mean, it's a really good area.
Right. Is it a year-round fishery?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
So, like, December, coldest month's the best time to fish?
That's a good time.
Because you have some. What do you think the range of the bigger crappie are here?
I'm gonna let Gerald answer that because it's the range of the bigger crappie. Uh-huh. Is pretty vast in my opinion. I mean, they cover a lot of ground,
right? What do you think it is for, like, in the river and river systems,
as far as the size of the
uh-huh.
fish?
Yeah.
Well, for instance, until this spring, the largest crappie that I had caught came from this river right here, 305.
Wow.
Up until March of this year.
Wow. That's right. That's a huge fish.
And I've been fishing for several years.
Right. So you guys fish team tournaments together, is that right?
Yes, we do.
What team tournament circuits are you fishing?
We mainly fish ACT together uh-huh. now. And I fish Crappie Masters now, but my little girl fishes with me there.
Right. Well, I mean, you gotta go with your partner, right? You gotta go with someone that you can make be a net person. Is she
That's
a net
right.
person? Are you the net person?
I'm the net person a lot whenever I fish with her.
That's right.
When you two go, who's the net guy?
We'll alternate. We'll just alternate. Oh.
Does it matter who has the fish on?
No,
it don't matter.
Oh, really?
It's a team sport.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
really.
Well, that's the way we approach it anyway.
It is.
It's a team sport.
What do you think, because you have a lot of success in these crappie tournaments, what do you think the key to your success is?
One of the biggest keys to a team, I think, is learning your partner and working well together.
Uh-huh.
Kind of knowing what each other's thinking and how you're going to react to a situation where you can work more smoothly together.
Right. And so, but you live 3 hours away from him, right?
I do.
Mm-hmm. So, do you fish more than just on the weekends then?
Well, I mean, over the years, he and I have fished a lot of tournaments all over the country. And
uh-huh.
we have spent a lot of time fishing together.
Yeah,
I see.
You know, we've become used to each other's habits. You know, a lot of times, neither one of us has to say anything to the other. We know what you're going to do. Hey, got a fish on.
That's right.
We know what to do.
So as a team, what do you think your best skills are when it comes to crappie fishing? What technique do you go back to every time? Like, hey, we got to have a fish. What do we go to?
I would say brush pile fishing with a modified spider rig. Instead of like spreading eight poles, we'd cut down to like three or four, like in really thick brush.
Right.
Because we've done a lot of fishing all over the country like that.
Just narrowing it down, three.
Yeah, three maybe. A lot of times we'd go with four poles.
So four poles, two on each side.
Two each, and then you don't get too many fish on, or you don't get too many poles hung up at one time to be able to manage them.
Right.
So,
You know, and the technology has changed that. You know, over the years, Gerald and I have been able to do it all, but predominantly we were spider riggers or pushers or pollers, whatever right. you want to call it, with eight rods out the front of the boat. Well, with this technology now, there's no reason to have that many rods out of the boat. We're able to put three or four rods on a particular piece of structure and right. work it over real good. That's right. There's a new terminology called spider scoping, I think.
Yep. So, you know, what they call
but,
it.
Sniping.
But we've had to fall back to that. I heard a couple months ago we had a classic here on the Alabama River, American uh-huh. Crappie Trail, and all 3 days we used that technique.
Oh, wow.
And mm-hmm. I don't remember when we finished, 12th, 14th.
We finished 14th.
So, mm-hmm.
wow.
Kind of blew up on the last day, but it is what it is. So,
when you're doing that and you have just that limited number of poles, what rods are you using to do that with?
B&M poles all the way. I mean, yep. we're both.
What model number? We're trying to get a little bit for you now.
BGJP. Can't go wrong all the time. And, BGJP.
And mostly the 16-footer.
16-foot.
Yep. Get it away yep. from the boat.
Get uh-huh. it out away from the boat.
Yep. Line, lure, what are you using on this?
Gamma 10-pound yep. line.
Is it high vis?
Yes.
The main line's high vis, and then if uh-huh. we tie a rig to go on it, we tie it with clear line.
That's right.
So tying a rig, tell them what kind of rig that you're tying.
For years, we used a double minnow rig, but now with the technology, uh-huh. we don't need two hooks per pole. We just put one hook per pole because we can put that bait right where the fish is setting at with live scope.
Right.
So we just use one hook, and really that really helps, especially if you're fishing a thick brush pile.
Right.
And just say the fish grabs a bait and pulls the pole down, just say if he was on the bottom hook. A lot of times before, when he would run down through the brush as you were setting the hook, the other hook would hang you up, and you right. a lot of times you'd lose the fish. Now, with just one hook, the hook's in the fish's mouth, and a lot of times you can get that fish out and not lose him.
How heavy a jig head do you usually using on that?
If we're fishing with a jig there on a rig like that with a weight above it, most of the time we use a 16th, sometimes just a 32nd.
Oh, really? What's your speed are you running that at?
Well, usually if we're in brush, we're just kind of sitting, just kind of hovering over it and just bumping uh-huh. up to it and dropping back.
Using like a minnow on that, on your rig then?
Yes.
On your jig?
Like tipping a jig it? With a minnow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Is there any, like, do you think there's any, like, style of soft plastic you're using when you're tipping it? Or are you looking for something that has action, like a... What kind of tail are you looking for?
Not really. Whenever we tip a jig with a minnow, usually uh-huh. we do that because the water's dirty and we want a little right. larger profile bait, something that glows, anything to help the fish find the bait. And a lot of times our go-to bait's a Mid-South Tackle glow tube.
A tube bait?
They make yep. a glow, glow
how,
series.
How many inches?
It's about a 2.5 inch long.
2.5 inches. Mm-hmm. So when I was at Grenada, when they pulled out their minnows, I said, those are not crappie minnows. I said, those are bass minnows.
Sardines, that's right.
Yeah, he's like, I think you're yep. confused. He's like, don't worry about it. They'll eat it. And I'm like.
They'll eat them.
And will. You know how in when you're like Northwest Arkansas or something, you usually try and pick the smallest.
Yep.
Because you always get bite. May not be the biggest bite, but, man, you always like it. There's a crappie around, and it's a smaller one, they eat it. But
yep.
How about down here in these rivers that you're fishing here in Alabama?
We'd use a medium minnow that's usually around 2.5 inches and uh-huh. up to right at a 3-inch minnow around here. Not wow. quite as not as big as a Grenada minnows.
Right. Yeah. So if you were putting in around here, what's some of the boat ramps? Is there some boat ramps that you would tell
yes,
people to go to?
Jackson Lake right there in Millbrook is a great okay. place to put in. Right down below that, you've got Cooter's Pond. But all there's right. lots of good boat ramps along the river all the way down to Jones Bluff. But
okay.
up here on this upper end here in Elmore County, one of the boat ramps that we really prefer and some of the places that we prefer is that Jackson Lake boat ramp.
So are you running a lot of current in these? Rivers, like it, for someone who hasn't been here before, kind of describe what the river is like.
Yeah, the current depends, and it's got a lot to do with if we've had a lot of rain or not, and uh-huh. if we hadn't, and they do not have the floodgates open at the dam,
right,
then the current usually is not too bad unless they're generating electricity. And if they're running generators, you will have some current. And in that situation, when the fish are in the river and not so much in the backwaters, what we do is look for current breaks on the river.
And how do you fish those current breaks out on the main lake or river?
It's the same way we would fish any lake impoundment. You know, if we've got a brush pile or a treetop that may be in the river, we're fishing it the same way. We may have to get a little heavier with the current. Instead of maybe using a quarter ounce weight, take it up to a half or three quarter ounce weight because of the current. So we can keep our line straight down. But nothing changes. Just get a little heavier.
And you're using the same rods in that situation.
Same rods.
Yep.
So what's some other techniques that you use down here in this out?
One of Gerald's favorite things that he likes to do is, or we both do, but casting a jig to a brush pile. Or to a stump, or I'll let you explain that, Jerk.
What rod are you using for that then?
On the casting, my go-to rod's a 6-foot B&M sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter.
I mean, it has a really, really sensitive tip. I mean, a light bite, you can feel it really good.
Yep. And you're using a spinning reel?
Yes, just yep. a
what size reel. Line?
We use my go-to line on that 6-pound gamma. Because it's really strong, and I use the high vis, and even in the summer when the water gets pretty clear, we stay with the high vis line and catch fish on it.
What's your feeling on high vis line? Do you think that makes a difference? Is that scaring off some bites?
I
see a lot of people use it, and some people don't.
I personally, the type of water that we fish here in Alabama or Mississippi, I don't think the green line makes any difference at all. That's my personal opinion. I think it makes no difference.
Well, since you put so many fish in a boat, it's pretty hard to argue with someone that probably has a fish in their hand, and you're going, well, I don't know if you can catch, and you're like, oh, well, there's, you know, another fish. That's kind of hard to argue, isn't it?
True. I mean, well, I think Gerald and I have both proved that we have no issues with high-vis line.
You have rod holders in the front and in the back of your boat? Give us an idea of.
Just in the front.
Just in the front.
Right.
Yep. So one technique, you're not really pulling crankbaits?
You know, we have in years past. But this day and time, we're going to go with a one rod in our hand.
Right.
Whether we're casting or jigging.
Uh-huh.
Or we're going to have 4 16-foot BGJPs up front in them rod holders. That's our go-to.
That's our go-to thing.
Yeah. We don't pull crankbaits anymore. We do very little long line trolling anymore. I mean,
and you're doing a lot of tournament fishing, so you're right. So you're looking for the bigger quality fish.
That's right.
Well, we are, and Gerald guides on the river down here below us. So, we do a lot of fun fishing too, and even when we're fun fishing, those are our go-to techniques.
The same thing we use all the time.
Yeah. So tell us where do you guide at?
I mainly guide on Miller's Ferry, which is the next lake down right below this one on Alabama River.
Right. So how is the fishing down there?
It's really good, and the fish, it actually fishes just like the river up here.
Oh, it does?
In Elmore County, it does. It fishes just the same.
Yeah.
You got some large creeks, a lot of sloughs, and then the main river channel. So,
do you guide full-time down there?
I have a full-time job, but I guide a really lot. I've almost got two full-time jobs now for guiding. So.
That's a lot.
Yes, I work shift work, and I guide in my off time from that year-round.
Right. So if you had a dream place to go fishing, what reservoir would that be, or river? Which place is your bucket list? And they would say, you can go. And you can go. Where would you go? And would you take your partner?
Yeah, probably so.
And where would that be?
Well, I've always wanted to go to Lake Fork, Texas.
You haven't been there yet?
I've never been
there. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of bucket list, but just day in, day out fishing every day to catch fish and good quality fish, it's hard to beat the Alabama River.
Oh,
it is.
You'd stay home.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Would you like to go to Fork, too?
I would. It's just, yeah. You know, yeah. Neither one
first
of us have been.
Different.
And I think it's on the bucket list.
And you haven't gone there yet on your tournament trail yet, huh?
No, we haven't.
No, we hadn't been there. The trails have been there. But
yeah.
We hadn't went that far. That's a pretty good ride for us. So
right.
Maybe one day.
So, Alabama, here we are. And how about Mississippi? Do you ever just troll over to Mississippi and go up to Grenada and fish
yes,
or
sir.
Lake Washington?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Any of those? You're still using the same technique up in,
same,
in those
same
areas.
Technique as we use here.
How about Cypress Neals? How would you approach fishing them? Let's say it's past spring. Let's say we're into summer now. Mm-hmm. How would you have fished like Cypress Neals?
Well, you can fish them a few ways if the fish are there. The water would be shallow. I would take it, and if the fish are up there, one thing I would probably do is cast a slip cork rig to them.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, just kind of like springtime fishing, but if the fish were up that shallow.
And you go up there and approach them that way?
I probably would, because if the fish would be that shallow right now, it would be kind of hard to get up to them, like with a long pole.
Uh-huh.
And you make it get to some of them, but a lot of the bigger fish that shallow, to get in reach of a pole just to like dead stick fish them,
right?
You would spook a lot of the fish.
I see. Yep. What would be your tip for fishing that technique with the four rods out front? If you could give them one tip to fishing that way, what would it be?
Take it easy and boat control. I mean, you'd have to really just ease around, or you're going to spook those fish.
And that's one big key that a lot of people overlook as far as the fishing, that and it's hard to do sometimes. When you've got current, you've got wind, just like today we fished.
Right.
We had variable winds. Every time we get the boat situated one the way, you'd get a 20-mile-an-hour gust or 25 the other way, the opposite way.
Right.
So you had to adjust. And boat control is a key factor to catching fish, any type of fishing you're doing, not just crappie.
Right.
You've got to be able to control your boat.
Wow. Yeah, it was some strange wind today
it
out
was.
There.
Yep.
Kind of blew us both ways and
it blew
at the same time, I think.
Is. Yep.
Just glad we weren't in Oklahoma, because every little breeze of wind just wants to become a big breeze of wind up there. Mm-hmm. So I do know that something, you did have a tornado, didn't you, come through, some high winds or something in this area?
Yes, we did. Either was some really high straight line winds, or you know, some tornadoes.
Right.
But it did a lot of damage here in Elmore County.
Sure. So now they're rebuilding and they're getting it all back in shape, aren't they?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. So, I'm gonna break and take us to Tackle Time, and Tackle Time is featured by Pico Lures, and Pico Lures has different tackle for all kinds of game fish. They have crankbaits, they have soft plastics, they got everything for crappie, walleye, you name it. If it's a game fish and it has fins, Pico Lures makes a product to catch them at. And you can find them at picolures.com. And the other company, of course, is Smith Products. And, of course, we love them because they have, for us fishing junkies, it has everything. Hook sharpeners and clippers and Mr. Crappie, all the little Mr. Crappie Smith products that you can get out there that is real popular, like fillet knives and things. So you can check them out at smithproducts.com. You guys, if they wanted to find out some more about you guys, where would they go? Would they go to your Facebook page? Where would they look?
Yeah, I'd say that'd be probably the best place. And
yes.
Yeah.
And then you have your guide service. Do you have a certain page on that or not?
Yes, it's Overstreet Guide Service on Facebook.
On Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
It is.
And that's how, if they type it in, that's what they need to type
yes,
in?
Yes, they can type in Overstreet's Guide Service, and it'll bring the page up, and then I have contact information there.
All right, sounds great. Well, we appreciate you being on the show and talking about fishing here in Alabama, because it's fantastic. And big crappie, lots of crappie. I know we caught some crappie today. Not the ones we caught weren't as big as some of the other guys caught, like some bigger ones, but it's good fishing. So you want to make sure you check that out here in this county, in this area. You can check with their tourism association, and they'll be happy to send you all kind of information.
Absolutely, yes,
yep.
Absolutely.
So anyway, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.